Good morning, friends. My name is Andy Steele Smith. My family and I worship at Hillsong Church, Century City. I minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. Today, as we approach Father's Day, I want to speak on our identity, and specifically our identity as sons and daughters of God the Father. I spent my first 35 years or so trying to be who I was supposed to be. But by God's grace, I have spent the past 18 or so years instead being who I was called to be. I was once a corporate guy. I wore expensive suits and even more expensive watches daily. Fast cars and big houses were my things. But I am so thankful that God had a different plan. So much so that He seemingly repurposed me specifically to work amongst the gangs and in the townships around Cape Town. And to have the privilege of helping to build His everlasting kingdom rather than just my time-limited empire. But you see, friends, my life all started coming together when I got a revelation of what God's calling on my life was. And as a result of this, I stopped trying to be the son that I was supposed to be and instead grew comfortably into being the son of the King that I had been purposed to become. So why the change? Well, I started to get a revelation of my identity in God, and I became comfortable in my own skin. Almost overnight, I stopped wearing suits and ties and driving flash cars as my thing. And instead, I started loving and serving people. I can tell you wholeheartedly that my new thing was of higher value, higher importance and fulfillment than the old things that I had eschewed. I want to tell you that getting a picture of your true identity in God is not all that difficult. You've just got to start by realizing that your identity was not created by the world, but rather by the Creator of the world. You see, friends, God created each and every one of us, you, even me, brilliant, amazing, unique, purpose-filled, born for something truly incredible within this world that He created. There's a great saying that you were born an original, therefore don't die a copy, and that about sums it up. Psalm 139:13-14 says, "You formed my innermost being, shaping my delicate inside and my intricate outside, and you wove them all together in my mother's womb. I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about it. How thoroughly you know me, Lord." So we are mysteriously complex. How thoroughly He knows us, and everything God does is marvelously breathtaking. So that means that you are what you are, marvelously breathtaking. Amen. My good friend John Bevere says, "Happy and blessed is a person who knows their gifts and operates in them. Miserable and stressed is a person who tries to operate in someone else's." And I think this goes to not just our gifts, but to the very essence of who we are, our identity as believers. You see, if we try to be someone other than whom we are called to be, everything gets somewhere between a little and a lot confused, and somewhere between a little and a lot miserable. So, if this statement is true, and everything within my 53 years of life experience tells me that it is, then the secret to happiness is simply to work out what you're most gifted at or in, and then simply to operate in that. So today, as we wrap up, friends, I want to challenge you with the following questions. Is your identity in the things of this world or the things of heaven? And are we sons and daughters of man first, or sons and daughters of God the Father first and foremost? And do you know your calling? My calling is elegantly described in this quote by C.T. Studd. And it simply says, "Some want to live within the sound of church or chapel bell. I want to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell." So friends, what is your calling? What is yours? And if you don't know what your calling is, again, please ask God to reveal it to you. God is a God of truth, and He promises that whatever you ask in His name, He will answer you. So ask in His name. And finally, do you know Jesus? And do you know that He truly loves you? I mean, do you know that Jesus is Lord and King of your life? If the answer to that is yes, then hallelujah. But if it's either no or maybe, then my encouragement today is not to let the sun go down without crying out to God and asking Him to show Himself to you as your Lord and King. Give yourself a new or renewed identity in Christ. Give yourself the ultimate Father's Day present, a restoration party with God the Father. Friends, if we can just get a revelation of precisely how much God loves us, then we will truly find our identity in Christ. And that is my prayer for us all this Father's Day. Amen. Friends, thanks for listening. And if you have any questions or want to connect further, please look me up online or on Instagram. This is Andy Steele Smith. God bless.